Hi, I'm Bernie Howard.
And I'm Lauren Fryman.
And we're going to talk about some Chicago hot dogs. Okay, Laurie, so today we took a journey, a real journey, to the town of Downers Grove, Illinois, which is about 42 minutes from us here being in Northbrook. And we stopped by Scooby's Hot Dogs, which recently won an award from Vienna as being a great hot dog stand, and so we made the trip to see that. They're located at 4319 Prince Street in Downers Grove, Illinois. And what did you think, Laurie, as we drove into the place?
It looked like a typical hot dog stand. It had parking. It had a couple of picnic tables off the parking lot in the back. And I immediately thought, oh, it's next door to the high school, so they must get quite a good business at lunchtime.
I'm sure they do. The place was it wasn't brand new, but it had some contemporary look to it. And they had black and white big tiles as you walked in, kind of 50-ish diner type look. And the entire counter was made of glass brick. And that was kind of cool, I thought. And they had some neon with their name and as you walked in. So it was kind of a decent looking place. And let's talk about the star of the show. And of course, that was their Vienna hot dog. Now, the thing about Scooby's that they make a big deal about is it's a 7-inch long hot dog with a natural casing. And they think that's really cool. What'd you think about it, Laura?
I thought it looked like a long, skinny hot dog. And the first thing on the menu I noticed was them trying to get you to do a double dog, which means maybe they think their hot dog is small. I don't know. Usually you can get a double dog anywhere, but it's not the first line item.
They're trying to sell you two hot dogs. There's no two ways about that. And you can get it either broiled or grilled or boiled. Did I say broiled? Boiled or grilled. And what were the fixings, Laurie?
The fixings were the Chicago hot dog, which is relish, the green relish, chopped onion, tomato, celery salt, peppers. That's it.
And celery salt. Celery salt Price makes it. The hot dog. Yeah. The interesting thing about it was that they served our hot dogs in a boat without any paper around it at all, because I took a picture of it. That was kind of interesting. And the bun was not a seeded bun. I don't know what kind of brand it was, but it wasn't seeded. But upon going to their website, it says very clearly, a Chicago hot dog or a Chicago red hot is a all-beef frankfurter on a steamed poppy seed bun, originating and flavored by the citizens of Chicago. That's nice, but they weren't serving it on a poppy seed bun, and I like poppy seed buns. Laurie, what else did you think about the place?
They had natural hand-cut french fries. They did have a a la carte. You could order things separate, or you could do a combination meal. They had other things on their menu as well.
Okay, let's talk about the hot dog itself, though. The hot dog was only $3.75, and they accept plastic there. And for I'm pretty sure it was a number 10 hot dog, but it was 7 inches long, so it stuck out on a half inch on each side of the bun, so it gave you the impression you're getting a really big dog. The french fries were fresh cut, and I thought they were pretty darn good. They were only $3.49. So if you take $3.75 and $3.49 and add it together, they had a package deal also where you can get that in a drink. But they were trying to sell you two hot dogs at one time. What else did they serve, Laurie?
They had chicken, burgers, gyros, I noticed.
They had shakes and malts. And it had a kind of Italian taste to it, because they had pepper and egg sandwiches, fish sandwiches, and shrimp baskets. Plus, the high point was the Green River.
Oh, they had Green River fountain drinks, which I've never seen. Usually, if you get a Green River, it's in a bottle. But this was a Pepsi establishment, and one of the choices for putting your cup underneath was Green River. And that I've never seen before.
No, I haven't either. And that was really good. I liked that. I enjoyed that. All right, so what do you think, Laurie? Would you go back to that place again?
I would never make a trip back. And we forgot to say, we said what we wanted on our dogs, and the lady repeated it, and then she made a mistake on Bernie's dog.
Yeah, she bathed the dog in mustard. And mustard is great. I like mustard on my dog, but I always ask for easy mustard, which means she didn't listen, or the guy assembling the dog didn't listen. But I had to wipe it off. It was just too much.
But I did notice too that, because I always get tomatoes on my hot dog, they were really nice pieces of tomato, like from a salad. So I thought that was good.
All right. Well, so what would you rate the place?
For me, this was average. The hot dog was just average. I'm gonna give it like a little north of 5, maybe 6. That's it.
I think 6 would be where I would rate the thing. Also, I like the French fries. I liked Green River, of course. The hot dog was good, but I didn't really enjoy mine because I had to wipe half the mustard off of it. And I don't think I would drive a half an hour or 45 minutes back to the South Side.
And the one thing I did notice inside there, too, was they had a big screen TV with the game on. Now, I've not seen TVs flying in mostly little hot dog stands. Have you?
Well, some of them, but it was Sunday and the Bears were on.
Maybe.
But yeah, they did have a TV. The place wasn't gross, and the hot dogs were cheap enough. God, where we at $3.75 for a hot dog, and they take plastic.
But with fries, you're up over $7
drink. That's about normal. But they had Green River, so
yeah,
you got to make your own choice.
Lived over there, or I was a student at the high school next door, I'd probably be there 10 times a week.
Probably, that's cheap enough lunch. You can't eat at the school for that kind of money.
Anyway, I'm glad I went because they got an award.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up our field trip to Scooby's. I also noticed there's 3 other locations that call themselves Scooby's, but I don't think they're affiliated with this one. And this guy got the award, so that was why we made the trip. Anyway, we'll give him a strong 6, and it was a Vienna hot dog. So that's up for our broadcast today. We'll be right back.